Waking us up a little bit, maybe.
Gotta bring the energy. All right, welcome. Today's episode of your daily scrum. Yesterday or today feels a little bit like yesterday, Todd. It's kind of weird.
It does feel a little bit like yesterday.
We are professional scrum trainers, Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller. What do we do here, Todd, with this show? What is our goal here, Todd?
To answer your questions.
Yeah, we do that so that each and every day you can tune in, check out the latest episode, and hopefully do Scrum just a little bit better. Each and every day, like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Leave your comments below. Let us know if we're helping. Let us know how we're doing. And of course, leave your questions. Yeah, we'd love to see what interests you. And then we'll turn those into videos. And like magic, within a few days, you'll have your questions answered. It's pretty cool that way. Today's question, I think this came in on the interwebs. What is a weakness of Agile? What do you think, bud?
Here's the biggest thing I can think of with this question is that we are asked so many times in our classes and our consulting engagements that I'm in this situation, what should I do? Right. And the answer is never an A to B answer, right? It's never that there's this linear thing. There's this exact science to agility, right? There's this exact science to getting a really good implementation of Scrum because there isn't. Right. Anybody that tells you any different or builds a big map that tells you every single thing that you can possibly need is just trying to take your money because it really is based on the context of your situation. It really is coping and learning how to cope with complexity, which the word agile came from software development, right? But we're seeing that in knowledge working professions to begin with this different dealing with complexity. And although we can learn practices, we can learn techniques, we can do these things, they're not always applicable in every situation. So to me, I think the biggest weakness of Agile is that other than the manifesto and the 12 principles, there really aren't linear answers to solve every situation that you're in. And it's both a strength and a weakness, right? That's what I came up with, Ryan.
I think that weakness is strong. Right? I mean, it is.
It is, yeah.
If anyone can tell me where my weakness is strong comes from, I will give you a thumbs up in the comment section. But anyways, I think that weakness is strong, right? It's good and bad. It's double-edged. It leads to bad implementations. It leads to people asking for best practices. It leads to waterfall companies trying to rewrite Scrum in their own image. It leads to just ridiculous things like Agile 2.0 because people really don't understand what Agile 1.0 is. And there's all this stuff that spawns out of it. It leads to bad Scrum implementations, bad Kanban implementations, bad XP implementations. Mm-hmm. Because at the root of it, agility doesn't solve a single problem for you. It's four values, 12 principles, and almost like an invitation to think differently about the way we work. Mm-hmm. And Todd, I think it comes back to the classic problem that you very rightly pointed out. I thought this was super insightful during the book. When we were writing Fixing Your Scrum, you said, look, all these, there's great ideas, there's great principles, there's great values, there's great practices, there's all this stuff where there is no will to adapt. Mm-hmm. And that is like, I wish there was something, like if there was a weakness of Agile, it would be creating, I wish there was something in it that creates this urgency to actually change. And I don't know what that would be. I don't know what that would look like. I don't think the manifesto authors made a mistake. I think they wrote a beautiful manifesto that literally changed the world. Right. And then Ken and Jeff went forward with Scrum and changed it again. Yeah. And amplified that change. But I wish there was just something that we could do that would get people to just become very intentional and focused on actually adaptation.
Yeah.
Because that's where I think everything falls flat.
Yeah. It dawned on me at some point that, you know, you walk into environments and it used to be, I think 10 years ago, how do we make things more transparent? How do we make them more inspectable? How do we do that? And seems like everybody's doing a pretty good job of that. It's just when faced with difficult things that need to change, that a lot of organizations aren't doing it. And so that the failure to adapt, and quite frankly, Ryan, you and I put that back on Scrum Masters, right? That's why the Scrum Master job isn't easy. it's in a part-time role, right? It's a full-time role, and it's a difficult role to work in. But it's up to us to change that, right? To keep things moving forward, to making sure that adaptation is happening.
How often do you see the Agile coach in a company stroll in and they get their coffee ready and they, hey, how's it going? And there's a lot of, they should be frantic. They should be concerned about, and I'm not, you know, they should be outwardly bothered by the impediments and the issues and the lack of adaptation. And what I'm finding is it's turning into a role of like, well, I'll just be your life coach, or I'll just like tell you nice things and I'll be encouraged. And it's like, no, you are there to spark change. Mm-hmm. And that is like the, I think that is it really, to me, I'll be a broken record. So we probably need to close out the episode soon, but it's that lack of just make something happen that I just think is, if there was anything that I would say is missing, it's that. Mm-hmm. And it shows in the way that the Agile coaching role is often fulfilled. It shows in the way that the Scrum Master role is often fulfilled, which I think the Scrum Master is the Agile coach to a Scrum organization. And so that's why, I mean, Todd, it's why we wrote the book, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't, Scrum Masters were not doing their thing. And yeah, I wish there was some way the manifesto could just create that urgency. But I think we've got to do that ourselves in our organizations, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So go do it.
Get out there and adapt, right? Spark the adaptation. That's where we think the winning formula exists. All right. End screen time. I've ticked off half the people that watch, and it's not my intention. So leave a comment below. Let us know what you think. Push back, right? You're allowed to disagree with us, and we actually respect your right to disagree, and we respect your right to be wrong. It's totally fine with us. No, I'm just kidding. But leave your comments below. Leave your questions. Like and subscribe. Check out the socials. Do all those great things. All of that support really helps. And you know what? Look for ways to spark adaptation in your organizations, right? Even if you're a little mad at us, if it makes you change, it was worth it. And we'll see you tomorrow.